Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel, and we're up to Sif Gimel, but as promised yesterday, I want to elaborate more on Sif Aleph and Sif Beis in terms of the practical halacha l'maaseh shebo. And we saw yesterday that one may not perform halacha on Motzei Shabbos until the appearance of three small clustered stars, or once three small scattered stars appear, one can wait a bit and may then perform halacha. Now, the Ber Halacha points out, and it's alluded to a little in the Mishnah Berurah, that one can rely on the appearance of these stars only once there is no trace of redness on the western horizon. And once this occurs, then one may perform halacha, and any remaining daylight glow is of no consequence. This is spelled out again in the Ber Halacha, Sif Katan, Ber Halacha in Sif Beis, Dibra Maskel Shiyiru, and the Mishnah Berurah that we saw yesterday, Sif Katan Dalid. And finally, the Ber Halacha as well points out that one who is not proficient in determining whether the redness has disappeared from the sky should wait for the amount of time it takes to walk a mill, which is 72 minutes, after sunset, astronomical sunset, before performing malacha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, this is all new here, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Paskins, that night actually falls 4 mil after sunset, 72 minutes after sunset. But some say that even according to that view, one must always wait 4 mil after sunset before performing malacha, even if three small stars have appeared. Others maintain that if there is no trace of redness, three small stars have appeared, the 4 mil time frame can be disregarded and one may perform malacha at that time. In other words, the 4 mil, according to some, say that you always have to wait 4 mil, even if three small stars appeared. Others say no, the 4 mil after sunset is just what you have to wait if you don't see three small stars. So those are the two opinions brought down in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Ad, here also in Sif Beis. The Vilna Gaon maintains that nightfall is 3/4 mil after sunset. However, this calculation is entirely irrelevant in places such as Northern Europe, where Bein HaShmashos lasts for much longer. In such locales, one must wait for the appearance of three small stars, and you can't even light Hanukkah candles before that time. This is also here in Ber Halacha Dibra Maschil Shlosha. So this is all being spelled out here in our Siman. So, at the end of the day, it says here that on a cloudy day, one must wait to perform malacha until one is sure that the three requisite stars have appeared. If one knows when sunset occurred, one can wait for 4 mil after sunset and then perform malacha. And if one has an accurate clock and knows that at the same time on the previous day three small stars already appeared, one can rely on this with regard to performing malacha as well. So these are the Ber Halachas brought down here. However, just to elaborate a little further and to summarize a little better and bring it to very practical halacha l'maisa. So again, as we just explained, by the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha, there are two basic views held by the Rishonim as to the period known as Bein HaShmashos. The first view, known as the view of Rabbeinu Tam, and as we just said, followed by the Shulchan Aruch, holds that Bein HaShmashos is approximately 58 minutes after sunset, and it lasts for approximately 14 minutes when Seis HaKochavim takes place. That's where you get the 72 minutes after sunset that determines night. According to this view, Shabbos does not begin on Friday evening for almost an hour after sunset, which is wild. And Shabbos doesn't end until 72 minutes after Shkia, after sunset. The second view, known as the view of the Gaonim, and followed by the Vilna Gaon, holds that Bein HaShemashos begins right at sunset, right at astronomical sunset, and can last as briefly as 14 minutes or much longer, depending on the season of the year and the exact geographic location. The further north one is from the equator, the longer it takes for three stars to appear after sunset. According to this view, all Shabbos restrictions begin exactly at sunset. Since once Bein HaShemashos arrives, it may very well be Shabbos. Now, according to the Mishnah Brura, this machlokus remains resolved, and one must accept the stringencies of both views. That means, on Friday evening, one must desist from all weekday activities of Malacha at sunset, before sunset. While on, right, once Shkia, astronomical sunset hits, you have to desist from Malacha. While on Motzi Shabbos, it's not going to be over until 72 minutes after sunset. That is holding the chumrah of both, the chumras of both the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and that's why Shabbos begins in practice at sunset Friday night, and the chumras of the Rabbi Tam and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why 72 minutes has to be waited until after sunset to end Shabbos. And this psak was followed by many communities in Europe until World War II, and it is still followed by many communities today worldwide, where you have people waiting until Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes after Shabbos until they do Malacha. But we find other opinions as well. In Eretz Yisrael, most communities have adopted the second view as the basic halacha. Accordingly, they are extremely careful on Friday to cease all work well before sunset, well before Shkia, but they are lenient as far as Motzai Shabbos is concerned. So while they'll be very makbid to 20, 30, or 40 minutes before Shkia to refrain from Malacha on Friday, when it comes to Motzai Shabbos, they're more makel, because they go with the opinion of the Gra, and since in Eretz Yisrael, three stars appear fairly quickly after sunset, Shabbos is over anywhere from 25 to 40 minutes after sunset, after Shkia, depending on the various opinions and minhagim. According to, for example, long-standing minhag in Yerushalayim, one can consider it night with regard to issues of the Rabbanans, such as davening Mariv, provided that one repeats Kriya Shema later as early as 20 or even 17 minutes after sunset. After Shabbos, probably the most Mekel Sheet is 25 minutes, but most hold between 35 and 45 minutes after sunset is when Shabbos is over. Again, there are people in Eretz Yisrael as well that hold Rabbeinu Tam. In the United States, where it takes much longer than in Eretz Yisrael for three stars to appear, the Igros Moshe paskins that Shabbos is not over until at least 50 minutes have passed from sunset. But according to his opinion, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that one need not wait more than 50 minutes in the geography of the U.S., since at that time it is already just as dark as it was after 72 minutes in Europe. While Igros Moshe strongly recommends that a Ben Torah and someone who is Yer Shemayim should still wait 72 minutes after sunset for Shabbos to end, as was the custom in Europe, he rules that one is not required to do so according to the basic halacha. Some communities in the U.S., you should know, wait as little as 42 minutes after sunset for Shabbos to be over. You can see Sefer Shari Zmanim, pages 87 through 92, for an explanation. It's one thing else to point out is that while in pre-war Europe, the basic rule, as we said, was to be machmir for both the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam, there were exceptions as well. Some communities, notably Hasidic communities in Poland and Hungary, followed Rabbeinu Tam's view even on Erev Shabbos and did not begin Shabbos until well after astronomical sunset. There were also communities who were machmir regarding Motzei Shabbos and did not end Shabbos until 96 minutes after sunset, based on the opinion, okay, quoted in the Sharet Zion, Chaf Aleph in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, that 4 mil is really 96 minutes and not 72 minutes, because they went with a 24-minute mil as opposed to an 18-minute mil. Now we'll just finish up the Simon, and here we go. Just as a little introduction to what this last Sif Gimel is about, we're going to see that in urgent circumstances, a person can daven the Ma'ariv Mida, the Ma'ariv Shmon Esrei, on Motzei Shabbos, for Motzei Shabbos, and recite Havdalah already after Plag HaMincha on Shabbos afternoon. This is based on Gemara in Shabbos, in Maseches Brachos, that you could already daven Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos before nightfall, before actual Motzei Shabbos, after Plag HaMincha. One does not, however, recite a bracha over, when he does Havdalah, he obviously doesn't say a bracha over Eish, he doesn't say Borei Merea Eish, and also he obviously can't perform Malacha until Seis HaKochav. Obviously Kriya Shema as well is also recited only after Seis HaKochav. What's the example that we're going to see here in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, that an instance of such an urgent circumstance is someone who must travel on Shabbos, for example, at the end of to the end of the Tchum of Shabbos, where he waits until nightfall to travel beyond the Tchum on his way to perform a mitzvah. The case is where he will have no wine for Havdalah at his destination, so he can go ahead and daven Ma'ariv while walking, rather than he can daven Ma'ariv early and say this Havdalah right away, because he's not going to be able to say Havdalah on the wine when he gets to the end of the Tchum, where there's going to be. Again, he'll get to the end of the Tchum, he'll daven Ma'ariv, have wine, and then immediately after Shabbos, he's going to take off. The Achronim say, as we're going to see, that one should never daven Ma'ariv and recite Havdalah before Tzeis HaKochavim. Nowadays, it is absolutely forbidden to do so, since the minhag is to always daven Ma'ariv only after Tzeis HaKochavim. So now let's just see this inside Sif Gimel. Reish Sadi Beis Sif Gimel. Here we go. Mishu Anas, someone is in his urgent circumstance, can go and should tzarech lahachshich ala tchum l'dvar mitzvah. This is what we said before, where a person has to go to the end of the tchum, end of the city, and wait there till the end of Shabbos to be able to do a dvar mitzvah outside the city immediately after Shabbos. So he is yachol espal shal motzei Shabbos. He can read daven ma'ariv of motzei Shabbos from plag mincha and on. Ulamala, ula havdil miyad, and make Havdalah immediately. Aval lo yivarech al haner. But he should not go ahead and make the bracha of Borei Me'arei Eish with this Havdalah on the ner until after Shabbos at a later time. V'chein asur basiyas malacha, and also, obviously, even though he made Havdalah after Plag HaMincha, he can't do malacha until ad Seis HaKochavim.
Rama v'noagim lomar, and the minag is to say v'hu rachum u'barchu on Motzei Shabbos ba'arichus noam, in a nice, slow, pretty, drawn out manner. Once again, kedei lahosif michol ala kodesh, to add from the weekday to the kodesh. This is basically the Rama taking off on the themes that we saw yesterday in Sif Aleph and Beis. Sif katon ches kigon shetzarech. He has to go, example is, he has to go ahead to the edge of the Tchum in order to do the mitzvah after Shabbos. Hainu shaholech mi beiso, it means he's leaving his home, ibaod yom, when it's still day, ad sofa Tchum, until the end of the Tchum. V'yoshev sham ad ha'erev, and he's staying there until nightfall. Kidei shemiyat, so that right away, sheyashav, when it's nightfall, yelech l'dvar mitzvah hanachutzlo, he has to go do this urgent mitzvah. U'mayrish sham lo yimtza lo kos lahavdilav. And it's talking about there, he's not going to be able to have a kos to do Havdalah, so he can earlier go ahead and daven Ma'ariv and say Havdalah. Sifka and Tes Yochol, he's allowed to go ahead and daven from Plag. Umikomakom Kosvu Achronim. So here's what the Achronim say: Dein Lasos, you shouldn't do this. The Davar Tamuahu L'Rabim, because it's very pleiadic for the people, for the public. Gam Shema Yavo Lahakel, maybe they'll go ahead and be Makel actually, but Malacha, because they're doing Havdalah. Ubeprat v'yameinu, and specifically nowadays, the Noagin Lasos Tamid Kirabonon, Shemispalim Minchad Erev, since normally today we follow the Rabbanon who daven Mincha always up until nightfall, and then only daven Ma'ariv after nightfall. So therefore, bevadai medina aser lahakdim ma'ariv meitzei Shabbos. So therefore, he says, for sure, medina, it's going to be aser to go ahead and have ma'ariv on meitzei Shabbos earlier than actual meitzei Shabbos, because again, he says, nowadays we don't daven ma'ariv usually, except for on erev Shabbos, we don't daven ma'ariv before nightfall. The after erev Shabbos yesh shemekilin, even though people are mekel on erev Shabbos, hainu mishum. That's only because the mitzvah is a mitzvah lahosif michol la kodesh, to add from the chol to the kodesh. Masha'in keon have in moitzei Shabbos. So therefore, he says practically medina meikar adin, and you shouldn't go ahead and do this. And also, practically, he says it's a very dangerous thing to do. Because it will lead people, once they know they can daven ma'ariv and say Havdalah before nightfall, the chas v'shalom du malacha, which is an iser skila min ha'Torah. Finally, sifkat dan yud, u'lahavdil miyad, they're able to do Havdalah, right? Me'igar adin, you would be able to, in principle, according to Shulchan Aruch, do Havdalah before nightfall, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, that was before the Me'ikar Adin that we just saw in Sifkat and Tes, according to the Mishnah Berura. But the real Me'ikar Adin, if you could daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, you'd also do Havdalah after Plag HaMincha. U'mikol makom, he says, even if you did this, obviously, Yamtin Milakroiz Kriyashma Ad Tzeis HaKochavim, you would have to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to be Yotze, and repeat Kriyashma to be Yotze, the Kriyashma Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Ad Kan.